information, no action taken. Moving on to item number 10, the hourly wage schedule, appendix 2.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, so via SCORE policy, we have a built-in cost of living raise that happens every September 1st. We don't get the number until about September 15th or so. If it's over 5%, then we have to come to the board for you guys to approve it. If it's under 5%, it's an automatic. So that happened on September 1st at 3.7. So to be legal with CalPERS, you guys have to adopt the new hourly wage schedule. So that's what this is about.
I appreciate that. Any questions from the board?
Yeah.
That's pretty fair to me. I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the hourly wage schedule appendix 2 for this fiscal year or?
Yes.
Fiscal year 2023-2024 at 3.7% COLA.
I'll second it.
The motion and second to approve item number 10. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is that a roll call?
I think that one, we might need a roll call. That's my
okay. Roll call then.
So Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Unanimous.
So carried. Thank you all. Item number 11, resolution 606-23, fixing the time and place of regular meetings and SCORE policy 6000.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So this is a nice black eye for me. I did not do this resolution when we fixed the meeting times officially at our last meeting that we did that. So that's I messed that up. We needed that when you guys approved the new meeting schedule, we needed to have a resolution with it. I didn't do that. So I'm so sorry, curious. And I'm bringing this to get it done and get it fixed correctly.
Any questions?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to pass.
I'll make a motion to accept resolution 07-23 and SCORE.
Correction, 06-23.
06-23.
Oh, am I on the wrong one?
Yeah.
I've already moved ahead. Yeah. Okay, I make a motion to accept resolution 06-23 and SCORE policy 6000.
I'll second that.
The motion is second to approve agenda item number 11, resolution 06-23. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? So carried. Thank you all. Number 12, now we're to resolution 07-23, fixing the regional facility charge and SCORE policy 7260.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So annually, SCORE staff reviews the regional facility charge and brings a recommendation to the board to either raise it or keep it the same or lower it, I guess. And our recommendation is to keep it the same until the rate study is fully adopted via Proposition 218, which that time we will have to use the weighting factor for multifamily units and the mobile home parks. But until then, we recommend no change.
Okay. Any questions?
When is that study going to be completed?
The study's complete. Uh-huh. It's done. I brought that to you a couple months ago. So currently now we are waiting for LOAPUD to get their study done. I believe the city needs to finalize their study and then we will be able to move forward. So I think originally we were thinking that in January we would be able to adjust the rates. I think that's not going to happen. I don't believe LOAPUD will be ready for that or the city. So I think we're looking at July of next year and we'll just roll the five rate increases out based on July 24.
Kind of depends on the lawsuit, though.
But also depends on the lawsuit. So we're still waiting to see exactly what happens with the litigation.
I remember we talked about the report that was going to be issued, but I don't remember ever seeing a copy of it. Did you give us a copy of that?
Yep.
You did?
Okay. Yep. I'll email you one as soon as this is over. I can get you another copy. Not
okay,
a problem at all.
That'd be great. Thank you.
You might want to get me one too if it was a few months ago.
No problem. I'll shoot that off.
Okay, what action are we requested? Just receive information or actually pass it?
We need to adopt that.
We need to adopt it. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion for resolution item, agenda item 12.
I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution 0723 and SCORE policy 7260, fixing the regional facility charge.
Second.
Motion seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
This has got to be a roll call because it's rates and charges. Yep.
Okay.
So,
roll call, please.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
All right, moving along. Item number 13, pond resurfacing and rehabilitation account.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So every once in a while, Neal Road has a problem with their ponds filling up. They get too much water, too much runoff of their garbage, and they need to do something with that water. So they take that to either, in the past, they brought it to SCORE. They'll take it to City of Chico. They'll take it to Wheatland. It's extra revenue for SCORE. So we have made a decent chunk of money off them in the past when Commissioner Coach was the manager. We bought some heavy equipment with the money that we made there. We've done it a couple times. I'm all for it. We don't have a problem taking it. We make them do testing on it. If it looks bad, we won't take it. But it does generate a significant source of revenue. We have brought in already this fiscal year like $160,000 off of that, and I think we're scheduled, from what they've told us volumes wise, to bring in another $160,000. So it's going to be around $340,000 extra revenue that's not in the budget. So what I would like to do, obviously, typically in the past, that just rolls right into the reserves and we don't do anything with it. I would actually like permission to take a portion of it. I don't think that we should put ourselves, you know, in a spot where we don't have flexibility, but a portion, whatever you guys decide, of that money into an account that is specifically for resurfacing and rehabilitating the ponds. That's the part of the plant that gets used by when we take this water. So I feel like it's, you know, it's what's taking the water and treating the water. So we should use that revenue to fix that issue out there. That issue is growing by the day. They're supposed to be 100% sealed, and we're starting to get cracks. I don't think that they're not sealed. I think that there's not anything going into the ground, but the bigger those cracks get, the more potential there is for something to go into the ground, and then at that point we're in violation. So I'm asking to basically take a portion of that money, start funding an account, and then I will bring you guys at the next meeting, hopefully, a plan to at least look into this and see how we should go about it. Me and Commissioner Coach have talked about this when he was still the manager, and actually recently as well. We don't know exactly how we should resurface them. The issue, if we resurface them with blacktop, like they are, blacktop's got oil, petrol, I mean, it's got a bunch of nasty stuff in it that could leach out, and we don't want to mess up our sludge, and then we won't be able to take it over to Neal Road if it gets to a certain level of that. So it might be that concrete's the best way. Obviously, concrete's a lot more expensive. But this, I believe this is a question for the engineers and not a plant manager like myself. So that's basically what I'm asking, is to start an account and then come to you guys with a price on what it would take to get a plan together to start resurfacing and rehabilitating the ponds.
So how is the account identified that still is within the guidelines of SCORE?
It'll just be a line item. It'll just be a line item, and it'll be pond rehabilitation account. And so say you guys decide 50% of all the money that comes from Neal Road needs to go into that account. Then that's what we'll do. When we get a $160,000 check, we'll put $80,000 of it into that line item that's sitting there ready for when you guys pull the trigger on when you want to do the rehabilitation or resurfacing, and we'll have a fund for it. Now, I don't think that that's going to totally fund it, because that's going to be a very expensive thing. Obviously, I think that we would do them in stages, do one pond at a time, then the next pond maybe the next year, you know, like that. So it wouldn't be all at one time. But to me, this is a way of getting it on paper and getting a plan to make sure that this happens, whether I'm here in 2 days or 5 years or whatever, to make sure that SCORE's got a plan put together to get that done, because it's something that's going to rear its head soon.
It's a easily a 3-year project. You have to have two ponds in service at any one time.
Exactly.
My thoughts are, is you get your plan together, see what the cost is. If the ponds are in really bad shape, we need to probably start working on that and then use that money to pay back funds that are used.
Yep.
You still put them in the account, but it probably needs to be done sooner than later.
Probably.
And it could be floating too, because you might need more at the start, less after.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the same amount, you know. See what I mean?
Yep.
Not like $80,000 a year, you know. So in the first year, it could be $200,000.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, if they fix their problem, which historically they have not.
Realistically, once you got it all done, then you could probably set an amount that'd be, you know, X amount per year, whatever.
For upkeep and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you foresee them continuing to haul leach in for the next 3 years?
I do.
It's been the last 3 years they've been continuing.
Well, do you rely on the money in the general fund that it gets right now? Is that earmarked for anything that we receive right now?
No, we just put it in the, you know, I believe when Scott was the manager, he just came to you guys and asked you if he could use that money to buy equipment. But no, it just goes into the general fund.
The loader in the backhoe.
The sludge bear. Yep.
Yeah.
We've made a significant amount of money on them in the last, since in my career at SCORE, we've made a lot of money.
They have problems managing their water. When I was, the last year I was manager, we took 10 million gallons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was supposed to empty their pond. Obviously, they couldn't.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no, he called me in a panic and was like, can you take 4 million gallons in the next 2 months? And I was like, I think we're limited on how many trucks I can bring in and out of here. Like, that's your problem, you know, how many, because we only got 2 offload points out there. So, but we were doing 4 trucks, like they were running 4 trucks. I think we did 20 loads.
4 months straight.
20 loads a day for a month. Yeah.
And the trucks beat the ponds up too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they're heavy.
Yep.
I mean, it's 5,000 gallons of water in that truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the ponds are what take the abuse from this process. That's why I felt it was fitting to use this money to start to rehabilitate them. No. Big tanker trucks.
18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18-wheel tanker trucks.
Yeah, more than 5,000 gallons.
They bring us 4,800 gallons per load.
How much?
4,800 gallons per load.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
It's a big double wall. It's a small
one. Driving them right into the ponds and draining them in the ponds?
They pull them off to here, and we drain them down. There's like a concrete ramp. And it drains. One goes in there, and then we have another place where we can hook up a pipe, a hose, and it goes into there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's a box that they can discharge into, so there's 2 spots.
And then we run it back through the plant. So we treat it. It goes into the pond. It gets a little biological treatment there, and then we run it back through the plant and treat it with the actual plant.
So they were going to take more.
Well, and that's the problem is the facility.
Yeah, the problem. We can't get too many more trucks in here. That's the issue. But yeah, it's been a nice little extra set of money. I mean, I had to kind of beg for it at the beginning. For whatever reason, they had taken SCORE off their list. I don't know why, but I fixed that. So I made a big stink. I said, I don't think that's fair that Chico gets all the money from this. It's Butte County's water. It's Butte County's garbage. It's Butte County, and only Chico's profiting. I can make some phone calls if you'd like, but I'd prefer just to handle it with us. And he's like, nope, it'll come to you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. So. It went good, but
so a little more quiet dumping in here than right in Costco's
parking. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's easier here too. So, anyways,
I don't have a problem with putting this money towards the rehabilitation of the ponds.
Oh, I think it's a sensible way to go. It's almost like you need to this because it was unscheduled revenue. You're going to put it into a facility replacement account. Mm-hmm. i.e. the ponds, but it also might be that down the line we have another quick need, so I'd like to see the account have a little bit of flexibility, so if safety equipment or something comes about, you know, your excess, I mean, you can still come to the board and ask for it to be moved, no big deal, but I see that as there's always unknowns that come about, and I think when we were having the man camp out there at Louisiana Pacific, there was a lot of extra revenue that came in off of that. Because they brought everything here, and I think we use it the same way, if I recall, in terms of equipment replacement.
Because it takes the burden off the budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So once it's earmarked, we can have a board resolution to move it to a different account, my business is a lot different than that, so I just want to make sure of that.
Yeah, it's whoever the board votes to have it placed, it's just a, like he says, a line item in the budget. And then even though it's a line item and he has an expense, he still has to bring it back to the board for approval anyway.
Okay.
So, and then if there's another need somewhere else in the organization,
it could still be manipulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why not put 100% then?
Oh,
put 100% in.
Yeah,
that's I guess I didn't make, that's kind of what I was saying because I didn't make that clear.
Yeah.
Because we're probably going to need more at first until you got it all done.
Yeah.
Then eventually it's probably going to be too much money to be shoving in that account.
And then we can just move it.
Yeah.
Because next thing, I mean, if you didn't have to keep doing that much work to them once they got rehabilitated, you know, $350,000 a year or something.
So I'm catching by consensus. Can we say move all that money into this account that he's referring as a line item? Is that everybody good with that?
Just a quick question on there. Is there a reason why you mentioned 50%? Is there other?
I know. I was just throwing out options for you guys. I didn't. Okay. Just basically kind of piggybacking off what Vice Chair Pittman said is just, you know, it does kind of hamstring you if you have it. Yeah, if you have it line item, then an earmark for something. But also piggyback off what he said, it just takes another board decision to erase that. So it's not that big of a deal.
But it, I mean, if you're just putting it into equipment replacement, it's really still the same budget. It's not like it's earmarked specifically for that. It's labeled that, but if it has to go somewhere else, it can go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everybody comfortable with that?
Yep.
You got enough direction for that?
Right. I believe so.
We don't need a vote, do we?
You don't need a vote. As long as the direction was clear to the general manager.
All right. Thank you all. Good discussion. Item 14, attorney's report.
Yeah, I wanted to provide the board with a brief update on the Butte, I guess it's the K&M Butte Developers litigation. So the outside firm of the Colantino firm has been representing the board. Megan Horton had provided an update at the last board meeting in closed session. They have filed a lawsuit. She mentioned that. What she's doing now is she's just gathering the documents with staff and will be propounding discovery on them to move the next steps in litigation. So they still, in talking to them, I talked to her last week, and Michael Colantino both, they still feel confident in the board's decisions and what they did in terms of the rate setting on the development. So I think we're still moving forward. There's just not really any action. That's why I didn't ask her to come tonight, because there was, or she didn't feel it was necessary to provide any more insight, because that's where it's headed. So if there's any questions, we are an open session. If we want to talk more specifically, we could do it in a closed session the next meeting.
Well, my question, essentially, we're looking at a judge's decision versus a jury trial.
Yes. It? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And it's in what court? Butte?
Yes, it is Butte County Superior Court.
All right. Any questions?
No.
Thank you all. Attorney's report, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So, right off the top, I didn't get it in the actual written because it happened after I had already made it, but Thermalito Water Sewer District's flow meter is working. So this will be the last month that you will get a report that doesn't show flow for the city or Thermalito. The reason it doesn't show the flow for the city as well as Thermalito, even though Thermalito's the one that has the flow meter that was out, is because we have a flow meter for Loapud, we have a flow meter for Thermalito, and the difference between the influent and those two is the city's flow. So without one of those, we don't have a way to tell what the city's flow. So that's why when you look at your flow report, it has nothing for Thermalito or the city, but that'll be changed next month. We will get those back up and going. So that was kind of a long waste of time and effort for them to get that thing fixed. But we finally got it fixed. We do have the audit for you guys to look at. We talked about that. I wanted to let you guys know where we were on the operator recruitment. We currently do have one position open for, we advertised through the local newspaper and CWEA, which is the California Water Environment Association. We advertised for an OIT 1, 2, or 3. I like that strategy. It gives us the best, gives us the most flexibility to hire the best person, not necessarily For instance, if we like advertise for a grade three and we, you know, some guys, he shows up and he's the only grade three, it makes it tough not to hire him. And this gives us the ability to just hire based on who we like rather than what certifications they have. And staffing level is at the point where we can do that. We're not in a in a dire situation where we just got to make sure somebody's certified. So, and we've gotten, I don't know, maybe 10 applicants so far. Mm-hmm. A couple of them look decent. Some locals, which we're always in favor of that. We you know, we would love to hire a local, keep our, you know, keep people in the community working for the community. I like that idea. And so we do have another thing to report is, I believe I sent out an email, but we do have Assemblyman James Gallagher will be here on Thursday to talk about SCORE's future projects that we want to try to pull off, whether that be water sales, recycle water, the small hydro facility. As you guys know, Class A biosolids, I mean, you know, we're open to anything. I know that you guys have always supported me in that way, just to kind of look at every possible way to make SCORE extra revenue or save SCORE some money. So we're going to run all of that by him and try to get some support and guidance. The main topic we'll be talking about is the small hydro facility, because that's where we're trying to grab some traction. But I'm looking forward to that meeting. That should be good. And still on a funding search, currently Supervisor Salcy is looking at trying to figure out if we can get a grant to study the feasibility of the small hydro project. I would love to be able to bring to you guys a grant for that and just say, hey, it's no risk to SCORE to look at this at all. It doesn't even cost us any money. So that's what we're hoping to do. Whether we can pull that off or not, that's a different story. But Mike is always on the search, and we're looking for funding for that. We're looking for a feasibility study funding for the recycle water. And obviously we're looking for funding for the full plant upgrade. And I believe that is it for my, yep, that's it for me. So that's all I got for the manager's report. If you guys have any questions,
I can answer those. How's the new work week going for the boys?
It's taken a little getting used to, I think, because it's a longer work day. Micah can speak to it better than me, probably, because he's on that new work week. I still work 5/8, the same as I ever did. So as far as getting things done around the plant, there's been a little adjustment period. They are getting more done on a daily basis, but
it seemed like it slowed down a little bit.
It kind of has. I mean, we're trying to figure out the kinks in where that would be. But
I've been through that most of my younger adult life with different manufacturing jobs and stuff.
So far, I think it's a success, but there's still some hiccups.
10-hour day was always a bit of a stretch until you got into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But once you got into it, yeah, then it was like...
Yep, and I think that's where we're at now. I think there was a little, like, you know, they'd hit about that 8-hour mark and start slowing down, like, you know, looking for a place to, you know, well, I can do some paperwork or, you know, something like that. But as they've gotten used to it and, you know, they're still out there grinding it, 4:15 or so, you know, so it's I think it's going good. There's definitely been a transition period. I know that, you know, I had talked to Micah a couple of times.
Six
to 4:30.
Yeah, so you're gonna feel a little bit of that in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tends to
dark to dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of places run 10 yeah. hours during the summertime. So
becoming very popular. Almost every outfit is looking at it. Did you ever get contact from the county, the biomass folks, talking about?
We've had a couple, nothing serious. I mean, a couple just preliminary. I'm still waiting to hear back from, what is it, Yosemite Clean Energy. I've talked to them a couple times, but nothing in depth. I'm waiting for the guy that knows the in-depth stuff to call me back. But I know that the county is working on the Popeye property, bringing in multiple different companies in there, another cogen facility, hydrogen manufacturing facility. We're open to it, but it's you know, like everything, it's just everything goes so slow. So
yeah, well, I was at a meeting and she was I forget the lady's name for the county. She's working on it, but she was looking for an anaerobic digester. And I said, "Well, good on the score. I think they got one sitting there."
We got two, but they're out of service. Yeah, we have aerobic.
Well, they're old. I mean, yeah. I mean, but they were talking about getting the one from the rendering plant out there on 99. I don't know how that would work. I mean, I don't think they have that kind of thing, but I told her to get a hold of you. So
yeah,
we'll see what develops. Okay.
What are they planning on digesting?
It's part of the biomass for taking the wood chips to turn them to hydrogen.
Yeah.
That's a different animal.
Yeah. Green waste.
And it's a three-stage.
Yeah.
It's more like a cow stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the plan with the hydrogen deal?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a biomass energy.
So are they all going to be tied in together, Popeye property, the new property, and everything else?
I think that's what they're thinking, some sort of super...
I haven't seen any design or site
plan. Yeah, exactly. And it's supposed to be for like commercial fleets.
Rock around land.
It's supposed to be for commercial fleets to fuel hydrogen. And it's like, I don't even know of any commercial fleets that are running hydrogen right now. So.
Well, better than electric.
Yeah.
Electric's not working.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, they're going to need water.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said we got plenty of that?
Yeah.
Well, and I know the Yosemite one did make they pulled their option on the property over here off Cal Oak, so they're still going. They did get a $5 million research and development grant for their project. Who knows, we'll see. All right, visitor comments, seeing no visitors. We'll move on to commissioner and staff comments. Any commissioner, staff? Seeing none.
I just want to say thanks for doing the meeting, Dave.
Oh, you're welcome. No worries, Dave. No worries at all.
I do have one.
Yes.
The rocks up front are good.
That's Josh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's Josh. See, that's his contribution for Assemblyman Gallagher coming.
Trying to make it look good.
Yeah.
At least you found use for those rocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we back charge the company to put pavement in, leave their equipment here.
Leasing the space?
No, we have not. Okay. We're hoping they bid on the upgrade project.
Yeah, they're coming out. He just called me today, actually. The schedule coming out and fix those. List of things.
The punch list?
Yeah, the punch list.
Who'd you guys use?
Gateway.
That was Gateway Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, folks. Without any other comments or Mr. comments, I will seek toward adjournment. And the chairman will adjourn the meeting until the next regular board meeting to be held on October 24th, 2023 at 5 p.m. So, Terry.